track three. And the first news story is from the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Big lottery boost for community arts project. A newly formed arts initiative has received a huge boost with £20,000 lottery grant. The Nurturing Arts Hub, CIC, in Newton Abbot has been awarded the cash from the National Lottery Community Fund to support its work providing accessible arts opportunities. Founding director Laura Slater explained, "The funding will allow us to develop inclusive creative programs designed to support well-being, connection and confidence through the arts. Our aim is to create a welcoming space where people of all ages and abilities can explore creativity, build community and experience the positive impact of the arts." Laura started the organisation after years of moving about as a military wife and struggling to fit into new communities. During one of the last postings abroad, she was encouraged by a local artist to join creative groups. Laura said, "She helped me realise that I could pursue art professionally, something I had never truly believed was possible. Before this, I worked as a nurse for 17 years and had always been passionate about helping people. Through art, I discovered a new way to continue supporting others. That experience stayed with me and became the inspiration for something I have long dreamed of bringing to a community of my own." With her family permanently based in Newton Abbot, Laura has partnered with fellow director and artist Natalie Newman, who shares her passion for making art and creativity accessible to everyone. Laura added, "Together we want to create welcoming opportunities for people of all ages and backgrounds to experience the benefits of creativity. For us, this project is about more than art. It's about connection, confidence, and creating a place where no one has to feel alone. Thanks to this funding, all our current classes will be offered free of charge to the community. Sessions begin in May and will include a Saturday morning children's class, a Thursday group for people aged 60 and over, and military veterans, and an after-school class for ages 11 and above. While they work towards securing further funding and a permanent base, classes will take place at the Little Art Shed Studio at Burnham Nurseries. Places will be limited and advance booking will be essential." Laura said, "Our vision is simple. Art should be accessible to everyone. We want to create a space where people can come together, learn new skills, build confidence and support their well-being through creativity. Our long-term goal is to open a permanent high street arts lounge with craft materials always available. We want this space to be SEND friendly, recognising how overwhelming busy environments can be for some children and young people. Creating a calm, inclusive and nurturing atmosphere will be central to what we do. Alongside the National Lottery Award, they have also applied for additional grants to help expand and secure a long-term home for the hub."
Smoke and water and fire in the sky. There'll be oohs and ahs of excitement as eyes turn to the skies this autumn following the news that an under-threat popular riverside firework display will be going ahead. Sholdon Parish Council has confirmed that the community firework display and bonfire on the beach will once again be a free family event. The announcement comes after Timrath Town Council had withdrawn its financial support for the event. Previously, the display was a joint venture between both councils, but Timrath Town Councils opted to withdraw funding after consideration over the lack of benefit to Timrath traders, the logistics for its staff, and that it had no control over arrangements. The Parish Council has said this year's event will take place on Saturday, October the 31st, and will have a Halloween-themed bonfire on Sholdon Beach, and fireworks will continue to be fired from the point in Tynmouth. A spokesman for the parish council said, "We have to choose the closest Saturday to bonfire night, when the tides enable us to build our brilliant bonfire on the beach for an early evening lighting, and that is October the 31st. A parish council spokesman said, "Due to the withdrawal of Tynmouth Town Council's financial support for this event, the parish council will need to dig deep into the financial reserves we have built up since the present Sheldon team took over organising the Sheldon bonfire in 2017. We will need to review the feasibility of the event after this year, as long term this is clearly not sustainable. However, we have been simply overwhelmed by the support we have received in the last couple of months from residents of Tynmouth, in particular those wonderful people involved in the Tynmouth Airshow Committee, who have offered us practical help with raising funds for the event from businesses in Tynmouth and who will be the backbone of our Tynmouth bucket collectors at the event. More details will be announced nearer the event."
Two Dawlish black swan cygnets die. Waterfowl wardens in Dawlish are keeping a watchful eye on the new family of black swans after two of the seven newly hatched cygnets died. The sad announcement has come after celebrations over Easter weekend with the arrival of the magnificent seven to parents Bert and Kimber. A spokesman for the wardens said, "Overnight, we've sadly lost two of the cygnets. One little one was clearly unwell and struggling last night, and this morning we are sad to say another is missing. It's never easy to see, especially after the excitement of watching them hatch. We know some people may ask about moving or protecting them, but the aviary is currently out of bounds due to bird flu restrictions and will not be accessible until towards the end of the year. The remaining cygnets are still being monitored closely and will continue to keep a watchful eye on them over the coming days. The nest at Tuck's Plot is monitored by camera, and the wardens and members of the public have been out until the early hours of Tuesday trying to help. However, the five surviving cygnets seem to be thriving, and there is now a total of six new cygnets on the brook. The other swan couple, Bluey and Rosie, have one cygnet hatched from their nest, which is now more than a week old and swimming on the brook with its parents. They are a welcome sight in Dawlish, as the swan population has endured a tough time with harsh winter storms destroying previous nests. And the new arrivals follow a difficult year for the town's waterfowl population following an outbreak of avian flu when up to 50 of the ornamental birds had to be humanely culled."